This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Closing arguments this morning in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and then the jury begins deliberating. Rittenhouse is charged with shooting two men dead at a protest and wounding a third. The AP's Julie Walker.
Among the trial's most compelling moments, and possibly one reason prosecutors asked the judge to allow jurors to consider lesser charges if they acquit on the original counts, was Rittenhouse's own testimony, at one point sobbing. He said he was afraid one of the men he shot would take his gun and shoot both him and others. Rittenhouse said he never wanted to kill anyone. I didn't do anything wrong. I defended myself, the 18-year-old said on the stand.
Prosecutors tried to portray Rittenhouse as the aggressor that night. Police in Liverpool, England say an explosion that killed a man in a taxi is being treated as a terrorist incident, but they don't know what the motive was. A passenger took the explosive device into the taxi. When it blew up, he was killed. The family of a little boy who died yesterday after being injured in the Travis Scott concert in Houston more than a week ago is suing. Ezra Blount was 9 years old. He's the 10th person to die in that tragedy. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The lawsuit, which is filed against headliner Travis Scott and concert promoter Live Nation, seeks at least $1 million. It says the 9-year-old boy suffered severe injuries in the crowd surge. The family says the boy's brain, kidney, and liver were all damaged after being, quote, kicked, stepped on, and trampled.
COVID cases are increasing in some parts of the country. Experts are warning Americans to get their COVID shots. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers back on the field yesterday following his bout with COVID.
A lot of emotions for sure. Good to be back with the guys. Good to be back at home.
The Packers beat the Seahawks 17-0. This is AP News. There'll be a tribal nations summit today at the White House. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
The White House expects leaders from more than 570 tribes to join the two-day event. The Tribal Nations Summit will be held virtually due to the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden is set to speak Monday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the summit coincides with National Native American Heritage Month.
The president will address tribal leaders and announce a number of steps to improve public safety and justice for Native Americans.
First Lady Jill Biden will also speak, along with Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday and several other members of the Biden cabinet, among them Secretary Deb Haaland, the first Native American to lead the Interior Department and a member of the Laguna Pueblo.
We're committed to robust tribal consultation and living up to our trust and treaty responsibilities.
The summit, usually at the Interior Department, was not held during the previous Trump administration and is being hosted by the White House for the first time. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.